So, Dolores and I have been, you know, for years now studying on things we need to do, and we're still fighting some of the penalties that we've had because of, number one, our inheritance, and everybody has an inheritance with a weakness in it. Number two, because of inactivity. And number three, because of not eating correctly. Another thing you need to understand, which I mentioned before, which is this. Do not cook food in a microwave. Because the way it's heated is internally with the molecules, and it does damage to the molecules, and you're not really eating food that is much more nutritious than, say, flavored cardboard. We don't use a microwave. Our microwave, the little one that we had, went dead, and we only use it to heat the dogs' hot dogs that we give them. We give them turkey dogs instead of canned dog food, and they're healthier eating those kinds of foods. But nevertheless, if you're in a house and if you stay there and it's cold in the winter and you just putter around your little house and you have prepared foods already prepared, and if, say, for lunch you have a soup that you heat in a microwave and the soup that you buy is in a can and it's got lots of additives in it and everything, those things will tend to tear down your health over a period of time. So you need to be really diligent with it. We are living in an age where so many things have been done to the food, processing, wrong oils, hybridization of the food. Even Europe will not allow American foods to be imported because the genetically engineered, or they call it GM, genetically modified foods, GMO, yes, genetically modified organisms, I guess that's what it is. And so we need to be alert. Now, I know in many areas of the country it's very, very difficult to get natural organic things, but what they found in California is if it's hard to get where you are, every time you go in the store, ask them why they don't have it, because they have it other places, and pretty soon they'll begin carrying it. Question was asked, well, what about if we have a frozen dinner and we put it in a microwave? Worst thing in the world you can do. It doesn't seem like it when you do it, but what you're tasting with the flavor is good are flavors that are added to make it taste good. Comment was made that in a hospital, and I read this too, so I don't know. A lot of these things you can find online. You can go online if you have a computer, and you can look up all these things for yourself. Because, you know, I can't be a doctor, and I can't be a health expert, and I can't, you know, diagnose what food you ought to have and ought not have, and because you know yourself better than I know yourself, and who knows? There are so many people out there with diabetes or borderline diabetes or many, many different problems, and so you've got to work through all of them. And God holds us responsible for taking care of ourselves, and there's a lot of information out there that's out there now that we need to follow to take care of ourselves. Not that we're going to live forever in the flesh. Yes, we're all going to die. Even though you eat everything organic your whole life, you're still going to come to the end of your life because there's a time to die. So we're not trying to avoid dying. We're just trying to avoid all the excessive pain and suffering and misery between now and the time we expire. That's all. So you also need to understand that. So make it something that you do. To learn, to find out, to read, and read widely on those things, because not everything you read is necessarily going to be to the degree that they claim it's going to work, because it's just like every ad you see on television. I have yet to see someone try sell something where they show this medicine, and then they show this person sick, diseased, heart problems, kidney problems, colon problems, lying on the floor because they've taken this medication. Yet they have all of these warnings, you know, these are the side effects. What do? They show everybody happy, everybody good, everybody wonderful, and, you know, all you have to do is trust the doctors and trust the drug companies, and everything will be seventh heaven in your life, and they are trying to make everyone dependent from the cradle to the grave on the experts, and it's the experts in the establishment who are ending up causing the problems.
Like
comment was made, there's an ad where they do it with a man, do it with a woman, both, where they're walking along explaining about this new wonderful drug, and then all of a sudden separates out into two of the same person because they're two drugs. Okay? And it generally has to do with cholesterol and things like this. You don't need medication for cholesterol. Change your diet. Eat the right things. If you want to know what they are, you do the research and find it out. And that will help you. But you can reduce the cholesterol naturally. Just exercise alone, and it has been brought out, it, regardless of your age, if you exercise 10 to 20 minutes a day, even just walking in your house. Now, you'd be better off walking in your house and wear a rut in your carpet and have to replace your carpet than have to have thousands of dollars in hospital bills. I mean, everybody can walk around the house. Okay. Another question came up concerning microwave, because you see, too many people live on the microwave. What about if you bring food home from a restaurant, you want to heat it up? Do you have a stove? Do you have a pan? Yes, do that. Microwaves are just absolutely death to food and will lead to bad health. Yes, it'll heat the food. Yes, it'll defrost the food. Everything like that. But it is not nutritional at all. By the time you get done with a microwave, the nutrition in the cells has been so compromised, it provides you with no nutrition. And it probably provides you with an altered magnetic field of that food that is contrary to the body's magnetic field. Because we all have a magnetic field in our bodies. So you need to understand that. Two other comments concerning microwaves. Comment was made, and this article has, I've seen it several times too, verified, that a nurse in a hurry to get some frozen blood ready for transfusion popped it into a microwave. Then they transfused the patient and the patient died. So that tells you what it does to the cells. See? Another one is you can take an experiment, take a plant or some flowers, put them in two pots, a small one, whatever, and then give one regular tap water and give the other one heated tap water out of the microwave, but let it cool before you put it in and pour it in and watch which one dies the fastest. A couple other things concerning microwaves, and especially babies and baby food. Now, do not ever heat up baby formula in a microwave. Worse yet is heating it up in plastic. And if you want to know how bad the powdered formula for children are, and why we have so many health problems with children today, is because the vanity-filled mothers do not want to breastfeed their babies. And God gave the best food for babies be carried around with mom that's easy to feed them. Breastfeeding. You don't have to heat it up. It's already body temperature. You don't have to put it in a bottle. It's already in its container. And those plastic nipples and pacifiers are death. Do not let your babies have pacifiers. Absolutely the worst. Keep your children away from as much soft plastic as possible. Absolutely. These are all important things you need to understand. But we live in a society where everybody's hurry-scurry, got to come home, pop in a frozen dinner, whoop, it's ready in 5 minutes. Oh, isn't that wonderful? But you're gradually killing yourself bite by bite by bite. And as we found out, China's not the friend of our babies versus toys and pacifiers and things like this. There have been, I wonder if Mattel is going to have a loss by having to recall so many toys because of lead and because of bad plastic and even arsenic in things. And then, antifreeze in the dog food and so forth. So, you know, rule of thumb is this. Keep it fresh. Cook it yourself without microwaves, and you're going to be healthier. You will get more nutrition from it, too. Comment was made about milk and plastic, to say nothing about homogenized milk. Now, out here in California, we're very blessed. We can get raw, unpasteurized, unhomogenized milk. Now, it costs a good amount, but the body can use that. Homogenized milk is one of the leading causes of clogged arteries. And they discovered that in the Korean War, when these 18 and 19-year-olds would be killed on the battlefield, and the doctors would do autopsies on them, and they found the arteries already beginning to clog at 18 and 19. So you need to find, if you can, a source of non-homogenized. Now, you might not be able to get non-pasteurized, but that's the lesser of the two evils. But non-homogenized, because what it does, it fuses the milk and the cream molecules together so the cream won't separate. And then that helps build up in the system. See? So what they, you know, that's why they're after all of these fast food places. Because of the cheese they have, it's synthetic cheese. So you get a cheeseburger and you get it on a bun made with lard, and the meat, you don't know what kind of meat it is, and some of them even put soy in it. So, you know, are you really with the fast food nourishing your body? Now, that's not to say never eat fast food, because if there's nothing else to eat, then you're kind of stuck. But, you know, how many times can we make the choice? Ask yourself, what would I do if it wasn't available? And maybe that's what you ought to do. Same way as I've mentioned before, so I'll just read it in here. Same way with pop sodas. When they first started out with that, it was actually root beer extract from the roots that they would put in and mix in with carbonated water. And it was, they called that sarsaparilla. And it was a fairly nice drink. Gradually now, everything is synthetic. And all sodas have preservative in it that is more deadly than anything else that they have in any other drink. And this leads up to aspartame, Splenda, and things like this. Aspartame, Splenda, and all the artificial sweeteners are causing mammoth health problems. Should never use it. Aspartame was originally designed to be ant poison. So you need to understand that, you see. Because, 20 years ago, they started telling us, well, eggs weren't good for us, butter wasn't good for us, you know, the only thing, too much sugar, yeah, too much sugar, but then you get what they wanted to do was to sell aspartame and saccharin and all of these other things, you see. So you need to understand how our health has been sabotaged many, many different ways. And there's a lot of information out here, and I'm not telling anyone any information that this is not available at any bookstore. You can get that information at any bookstore. You can get it in a health food store. You can go online. You can download all the information, and you may even know more than me about a lot of these things because of what you've been through to try and rehabilitate yourself. So these are some of the main dangers that I wanted to cover. But here's one more. One more we need to talk about. Electromagnetic forces. Now, this is out of the magazine First, which says, electromagnetic forces are making women fat. Now, I don't know if that applies to all fat women or not. And it talks about here, growing research reveals that electromagnetic emissions from cell phones, computers, and other modern-day gadgets can hinder the body's weight-regulating mechanisms. Here's a protective plan that can help you shed up to 10 pounds in 1 week. Well, I don't know about that. But nevertheless, it shows what happens when you have a cell phone, hold it up for 15 minutes on your ear, it heats up your brain. Because it comes on what? Microwaves. So and it shows a picture of it here. So you are microwaving your brain just a little bit. Now, they have a special little chip that you can put on there which will counteract the negative electronics from the microwaves of a cell phone that you have. But if you live on a cell phone and one day you come up with brain cancer, you're going to rue the day that you ever lived on a cell phone. Now, there are many different things that you can get. Someone just showed me a little something that they put on the on their phone. Here I have a picture of it. It shows a little gadget that you put on your cell phone. But since so many people have cell phones, you know, you better really be careful of that. Now, it also says here about electromagnetic frequencies that you have. You have them from all electric appliances in your house. The dangerous ones are your microwaves, and it even says here, when using the microwave, step away from the microwave. Why? Because the waves come out of the oven and they're dangerous. Comment was made about a woman who stood right in front of the microwave and ate all the microwave food, and over a period of years, she developed breast cancer and stomach cancer. Now, how much related to the microwave it was, we don't know, but we can at least have a fairly good idea that this probably helped exacerbate the situation. Yeah, now concerning cell phones again, let's continue on with that. There is an epidemic of brain tumors. And there are studies which show increasingly that, yes, it has to do with the cell phone. Now, think about this with your cell phone. It has gotten to the point even where I go preach, say, during the feast or something, that I'm going to have to say, please turn off your cell phones. Need to consider with your cell phone. Now, I don't have a cell phone, and I'm not going to get one. I get enough phone calls without having to be tracked down wherever I am. And if I need to call back, I can call. I can use a payphone or whatever. But consider this. Where do you put your cell phone? Now, if you put it in your pocket, your left pocket, if you're a man, you're radiating your heart. If you carry it on your hip, because remember, when it's on, it's constantly sending out signals, and it's ready always to receive. And you're connected with all of the cell phone towers wherever you are. Because wherever you go, it periodically sends out a signal, hello, cell phone tower, I'm here. That's how someone wherever you are can call you from wherever they are. Now, if you put it on your hip, you're radiating your hip. Now, if it's on your right hip and it's close to your liver, you're radiating your liver. So all of these things you need to understand and you need to think about, are all of these modern conveniences really all cracked up what they ought to be, or is there something that I need to do to be very cautious? What do I need to do to protect myself? Because if you all of a sudden start having a lot of headaches and you don't know where they're coming from, like one man that we know was a minister in a church up in a city north of us here, and he went to the doctor and he had a brain tumor. And it was on the side that he used the cell phone all the time, and he lived on the cell phone. So by waiting until you have the tumor, and then, you know, brain surgery is a tricky thing. It can be successful. It can be unsuccessful. It can be damaging. There are all kinds of variations that can come with that kind of thing depending on the severity of it. But you need to think about it. So those are some health issues that you need to understand. Now, another thing, you have in your house, wherever there is an electric appliance, there is an electromagnetic field. Now, when you turn on your television, if you've got an old screen on your television, you've got an electromagnetic field that reaches out 6 to 8 feet in some cases. So if you're sitting up there now, think about little kids sitting right in front of it looking up. See? So the best television screens today are your liquid crystal. No radiation at all. And it is best to have cable because you're not getting the microwaves from DirecTV, because you're filling your house with microwaves from DirecTV. And someone will say, well, they're all there all already. True, but they're not concentrated through the device to receive them and bring them into the house. So you need to consider all of those things. Now, a comment was made concerning, question asked concerning car radios. Car radios are radio waves, and you don't end up with the same problem with those, either AM or FM, that you do with your, I don't know about your digital radios, the Sirius radio that you buy, that is more direct. I don't know if that's microwave driven or not. I couldn't tell you. It's a much lower frequency than cell phones on the radio, so. Now, the question was brought up that God says that there in Mark 16 that if we eat anything harmful, it won't affect us. Well, that's one of the reasons we ask the blessing on the food. But nevertheless, we have our due diligence that God expects us to do, and we just can't say, oh, God, take care of everything. Mm-hmm. You know, I find that with anointing where people have health problems of a long, lingering thing, if they do in their repentance, asking God to help them and heal them, if they do not turn around their life and start doing what they need to do to quit causing the problem, God does not heal them. And I let them know. If you have a sickness and illness that has been caused because of your negligence in taking care of your health, part of your repentance and part of your healing has to be that you change the way that you are living. God is not a substitute for your doctor. Doctors want you to come every time you're sick to sit around and wait till you're sick and then run to the doctor's office. God wants you to take care of yourself. God wants you to be educated in how you need to do it in a proper way. Don't get carried off into weird extremes, because you can find those also. And after all, who made the laws for health? God did. Who made the body? God did. When we discover something that is not right or not good, then we need to avoid it, correct? Just like any other thing that's going to lead to problems. So we need to also consider that. And it's awfully difficult. I know that one time Jim and I, when we were traveling to Dallas, we saw this one man that looked like he was ready to explode. He must have been 370 or 80 pounds. His face was just puffed out and red, and he looked ghastly sick. And his whole middle body was like blown up and tight, just like he was just sitting there ready to explode. And he could hardly walk, and he could hardly do it. And what was he doing? Sitting there eating this processed food and drinking a Coke and all of that sort of thing. Well, hey, all of that is a contributing factor to it, you see. Now, remember this. If you take a cup and you want to fill it with sand, you can fill it real quickly by just pouring all the sand in there. But you can also do it a grain at a time. And a grain at a time over a period of years will fill it up to the same condition as if you poured it in. So you need to quit putting the sand in your health cup, a grain or two at a time. Someone made the comment, instead of having it on, they turn it off, and then the message is left by a caller, and then every hour or two, he just turns it back on to find out who called and gets back with him. That way you can reduce a lot of the electromagnetic interference in your life. Mm-hmm. Another comment was made that there was another study recently that they have found that the brain rests and recuperates when it's quiet, not just at night when you're sleeping. But today, everywhere you go, there's got to be music. Everywhere you go. What is that for? To keep you programmed to the system. Now, you may think that's a little extreme, but I know I've gone into stores, and at 9 o'clock in the morning, they've had hard rock going on. And I've gone up to the manager, and I said, you know, please have a little mercy on some of us older folks. In the morning, why don't you play some nice sweet music for us? We'll stay and shop a little longer. Well, that comes from headquarters. Every major chain feeds all the music to every store everywhere. So everybody's getting the same programming. Okay. Comment was made, I made concerning antifreeze, and the Chinese got caught. But the proper name of it chemically is propylene glycol, which is in shampoo, sunscreen, soft drinks. And also, they've run studies to show that in order for the body to clean out all of the toxins and things from one can of Coke or Pepsi or Mountain Dew takes, what, 3 days. A man came up to me here recently and said, I just got off my addiction to Pepsi. I decided, after drinking a quart a day for years and years and years, I needed to quit. And he's lost 20 pounds already. That should tell you something. Now, especially for those living in areas where you have heat, humidity, you get real thirsty, and you're addicted to sodas and diet drinks, and you drink it, and you drink it, and you drink it, or you have iced tea, and you put in aspartame, iced tea, put in Splenda, iced tea, put in saccharin. If you want iced tea, what's wrong with a little honey? Try that. So the tea is probably pretty good for you, especially if you those who have gotten used to green tea. That's fine. But it's everything else that they put in it, you see? You need to understand all of these things. Now, add them up. Listen to this part again if you need to, and just start adding them up. Check off. What do I do? What do I not do? What is my life? What do I need to read? What do I need to learn? What are my health problems? What are the difficulties I'm confronted with? What are the natural ways that I can do these? Where can I get natural food? Where can I get natural milk? Where can I get natural vegetables, eggs, butter, all of that sort of thing? Check it out. It's there somewhere. So we've covered plenty enough here for this session. And these are all comments before the sermon. But you see, with having the CDs now, I can put them all on a CD for you. Recent warning came out in the local paper here concerning bottled water. Now, everybody drinks bottled water. Now, I came into a gas station, and here they had for sale Aquafino from Pepsi. And, you know, Coke puts it out, and Pepsi puts it out, and it's just filtered tap water anyway. But anyway, here are cases and cases and cases and cases of it out in front of the store in the sun. And when I was in there, I asked the clerk, I said, that looks like a pretty good sale on bottled water, but did you know in those soft plastic bottles, when it reaches a certain temperature, it begins releasing the chemicals out of the plastic into the water? I said, and you're really not selling a good product to your customers. I said, maybe you need to think about it. He said, well, I'll talk to the manager immediately about that. One other thing. They have traced a lot of the sicknesses and illnesses supposedly to the desert storm invasion that they had. The syndrome is that they had from Desert Storm, they've traced a lot of it back, not to psychological problems, not to battle fatigue, not to battle stress, but to sodas. And they would leave them on the dock, place them out in the desert, in the heat. And what happens, a lot of them were diet. Whenever you eat, you know, drink the diet, you are drinking aspartame, and aspartame turns to formaldehyde inside your body, and that's where a lot of the sickness has come. Another thing that is true, here's a spiritual principle and a physical principle, and we'll end here. God says, broad is the way and wide is the gate that leads to destruction. But narrow is the gate and straight is the way, that means hard and difficult, that leads to life. Now, we can apply that physically to our circumstances in the world today this way. If everyone is doing it, chances are it's not right. And it is hard to try and find good food, natural food, and things like we have mentioned. And you have to discipline yourself because you have to, you know, if you want to take care of your health, you got to stay away from it. So just use that as a rule of thumb. If the whole world does it, there are going to be problems with it, and those problems come out later after many sicknesses. 99% of what's advertised on TV may or may not have problems. But you know, you need to think. You need to measure these things. See, God gave us minds to think, to understand, to be able to run and govern our own lives, to discipline ourselves, and things like this. God is not our all band-aid. He will help us. He will protect us. He will watch over us and be with us. But we have to be right with Him spiritually. And if we take care of our bodies, then we will have stronger bodies and be more healthy. I know what it's like to have bad health. And I know it's hard to try and get back on the straight and narrow and keep yourself in good health. And there are times, just like me, that you have let your health go bad for so long, which I did during the 90s, that now I'm still having to be careful, watch it, take care of myself, everything like this, and all the weight that I gained in the 90s I haven't yet been able to shed. See, so, you know, I'm not talking here from a lofty position that I have perfect health, or from a lofty position that, oh, ho, 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 we have everything perfect that we eat. No, I'm talking from a position of experience and what I've gone through, and being with the brethren, anointing them, talking to them and things like this, and having to re-educate myself and Doris re-educate herself concerning all of the things that we need to do physically for our health. No, that's where I'm coming from on this. Okay, just one last thing. Be very, very, very careful of oils. I've already mentioned this: soy oil, canola oil, corn oil, even some safflower oils. Need to be very careful of that. Olive oil is good. And contrary to what the propaganda is, coconut oil, if it's high quality, is good for you. And actually will help. Every weight loss program has in it coconut oil. Butter is good for you. Coconut oil is good for you. So are the oils like cod liver oil and flaxseed oil. And too many people have gotten off oils or are on the wrong oils or both. Okay, just about out of tape, so we'll end our update on health problems with us and the modern American people today.